It's time for Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Tonight's game is brought to you by Arkansas State University Mountain Home, Arvest Bank, ASC Warranty, Baxter Regional Medical Center, DQ, Goodyear Mountain Home Tire and Auto Service, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, The Locker Room, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, The Salvation Army, and Studio West Boutique. Now live with the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show, here's the voice of the Mountain Home Bombers, Brad Haworth.
Thanks, Matt. Very pleasant. Good evening. Welcome to Bomber Stadium Homecoming 2017. It's homecoming. We've got, the Athletic Hall of Honor inductees with us tonight, and the debut of the brand new video scoreboard that was just finished being installed on Wednesday. It is a big night, and tell you what, you need to come out and not only cheer on the Bombers, but check out this great scoreboard. Thanks to the Stockton family for what they did and the funding they provided for that. Phil, Wilma, Mike, Susan, Dalton, and Lawson, the Stocktons, and I tell you, everybody in the community, very appreciative of their generous donation, and the scoreboard looks great. New 25-second clocks on both ends as well. Great night for football. The Bombers come in with a record of 0-6 so far in the campaign, 0-3 in the 6A East. Marion is 2-4 so far in the season. They are 1-2 in conference play. And tell you what, they played well last week for a half, had the lead on Searcy at halftime and let it slip away. And this is a game that you look at conference standings and what it's going to take to get into the postseason. After that loss last week at Jacksonville, this is one the Mountain Home desperately needs to get here tonight. We'll take a break, come back, talk about the matchup here in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll continue with more of the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
James Boyette, State Farm agent on Highway 62 east of Mountain Home, is proud to present the Player of the Week during the Mountain Home High School football season this fall. This week's Player of the Game is Junior Williams. Junior is a junior running back and had a big game last week against Jacksonville, rushing 28 times for 148 yards. Junior Williams, the Player of the Game against Jacksonville, brought to you by James Boyette, State Farm agent.
There's a new spirit in Pine Bluff, and it's contagious. Soon there will be a new library, a new aquatic center, a renovated Pines Hotel, a revitalized downtown, and exciting partnerships with the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff. Pine Bluff Rising, which is empowering citizens to make things happen, invites you to keep up with our progress by liking us on Facebook. When Pine Bluff thrives, all of Arkansas benefits. Join us in celebrating the return of a strong Pine Bluff.
Loans are made by WebBank. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Wouldn't it be nice if more of your money went to savings instead of the credit card companies? It could. Through Avant. With a competitive fixed-rate loan through Avant, you can pay your high-interest credit card bills and save money. That's right. Instead of paying so much credit card interest each month, extra money could go straight to your savings. And loans through Avant are easy. It's all online with no hassles. And you could have the money within days, not weeks. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon gift card after your first payment is made on time. So what are you waiting for? Go to Avant.com today. To check your rates with no impact to your credit score, go to Avant.com today. Enter promo code 1010, and Avant will give you a $50 Amazon gift card after your first installment is made on time. That's AVANT.com, promo code 1010. Avant.com, code 1010.
Do you know where your money goes when you give to charity? At the Salvation Army, 85 cents of every dollar stays to help those in need in our local community. Hi, I'm Captain Spaulding. The money we raise help people in the surrounding five counties, including Baxter, Marion, Sharp, Izzard, and Fulton. You can help by donating your unwanted items and by shopping at the Salvation Army store. Those in need get assistance with rent, utilities, sending kids to camp, and many other things. When it comes to this charity, the Salvation Army always helps those in our community.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud to welcome Dr. Corey Smith to their medical staff. Dr. Smith is an obstetrician and gynecologist at the new BRMC Obstetric and Gynecology Clinic, located in the Medical Arts Building, Mountain Home. Dr. Smith specializes in women's health, focusing on reproductive care from puberty through adulthood and treating women during pregnancy, labor, childbirth, and postpartum period. Dr. Corey Smith is now accepting new patients. Call BRMC Obstetrics and Gynecology today at 508-3990. Welcome, Dr. Corey Smith.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
The State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
About 14 minutes away from kickoff, the Bombers and the Patriots of Marion High School. Joining me again for the broadcast tonight is Bob Bird. And Bob, obviously, we're going to start talking about this incredible scoreboard. I tell you what, this is nice, isn't it?
Well, it is. If you've been looking at the same one like I have for about 30 years now, that's a monstrous scoreboard with the big video board on top, and it is very, very nice. State-of-the-art looking scoreboard, and just adds to the game itself.
New press box, new scoreboard, new turf. Boy, things are looking good. And let's hope the Bombers can take advantage of everything, all the festivities here tonight, and get a win. This is a Marion team that's 2-4 right now in the campaign. They've not played overall very well so far this year. They do have some weapons, though, and it all starts in the backfield.
Well, they do. The quarterback is Jacob Green, played running back last year. He has 2,500 yards and 22 touchdowns. You know.
And now he's playing linebacker.
Now he's playing linebacker. Yeah. You know, that tells you something about the quality of quarterback that they think of the other kid. If you can take him out of the quarterback and put him in linebacker. And, of course, anytime you throw the ball, you've got good wide receivers. Jorion Chase and Taylor Brown are two good ones. You know, they're going to catch the ball, and the thing that scares you is what they do with it after they catch it. You know, in our situation, you know, you're not going to keep them from completing passes totally. Just make sure they don't run after they catch it. Be good tacklers back there.
Marion, I don't know if I put this in here, they have won six in a row against Mountain Home. Boy, last year it was an ugly game down there. The Bombers couldn't hang on to the football.
No, eight fumbles lost, and it wasn't even wet last year.
No.
You know, we were playing on turf, and we lost eight, had eight fumbles, lost three. You know, Marion had three touchdowns in 3 minutes and 20 seconds in the second quarter, so they put it out of reach pretty quickly. It was a close game prior to that, but, you know, turnovers will just kill you.
I'll tell you what, back in 2013, that was one that anybody that was – was the 2013 – which game was it? Where was it? The high-scoring affair. Here it was, 2010.
67-62. Yeah.
That was – anybody's here never forget that.
No. That was a game where we'd take it and we'd drive it the length of the football field and score a kickoff, then they'd run the kickoff back.
Yeah.
We'd take it and drive the length of the football field and score, and they'd run it all the way back again. So that was just a back-and-forth game.
Tell you what, these teams had two great battles in 2006. Of course, that was the year that Mountain Home went to the state championship game. In the regular season, Mountain Home beat Marion 39-34. And then in the semifinals of the state playoffs, Mountain Home beat Marion 17-7 here at home. And I'll tell you what, those were two great games.
Well, you know, the first one that year, we jumped out way ahead of them, and right. We had to hold on as they came back. And then in the playoff game where we won 17-7, They had an All-American end up going to the University of Arkansas.
Jerry Franklin, yes.
Didn't touch the ball the whole game.
Yep.
Played tight end, never threw it to him, never handed it off to him, never did anything. Just
made played. No sense at all.
No sense at all, but I was glad they did.
Me too. Yep. So, six-game losing streak for Mountain Home against this Marion ball club. We'll see if they can't snap that here this evening. Beautiful night for football. The crowd continuing to file in. You've got about 10 minutes before we get this one started. Boy, there's some great matchups around the state tonight. A lot of undefeated teams playing each other. We'll hit our studio report from Matt Sharp coming up here in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll have more of the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
James Boyette, State Farm agent on Highway 62 east of Mountain Home, is proud to present the Player of the Week during the Mountain Home High School football season this fall. This week's Player of the Game is Junior Williams. Junior is a junior running back and had a big game last week against Jacksonville, rushing 28 times for 148 yards. Junior Williams, the Player of the Game against Jacksonville, brought to you by James Boyette, State Farm agent.
Bank on snappier deposits with Integrity First Bank. We love when your errands bring you by us at any of our 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, but let's face it, some days it's just tough getting everything done. But don't worry, that's when you can count on Integrity First Bank's mobile deposit service. Just snap a picture with your Apple or Android device and deposit checks directly into your account. You can even get same-day posting when it's received during business hours. Bank on Integrity First Bank and make mobile deposits a snap. Member FDIC.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
More than 75 years ago, electric cooperatives were formed to bring power to rural Arkansas. Neighbors came together to build electric lines and grow communities. Over the years, we've created an electricity network that provides reliable and affordable power to over 1 million Arkansans. We live and work in the communities we serve. At homes, businesses, and schools, we work to brighten the future of our communities. We are the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, your local energy partners.
And we welcome you back to the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show as Mountain Home is getting ready to play Marion tonight. State Farm agent James Boyette's office strives to assist their customers in managing the risks of everyday life, recovering from the unexpected, and realizing their dreams. Matt Sharp joining you with our first Classic Hits 101.7 studio report of the night. As, again, Mountain Home getting ready to play Marion for homecoming. Let's take a look at what else is going on tonight. First off, in the 6A East Conference, Searcy is at Pine Bluff tonight. Zebras come into this game tied for 8th in the state overall. This is actually a 4-way tie for 8th place. And 3rd in Class 6A. Jonesboro is hosting West Memphis tonight. The Blue Devils go to Jonesboro, ranked 7th in the state overall, 2nd in Class 6A. And Jacksonville has made the short trip across the Arkansas River to Little Rock to face Hall. On the local level tonight, Yellville Summit on kind of a roll right now. Won their last two games and hoping to extend that winning streak as they go to Melbourne tonight. The Bearcats may go into this game, though, a little bit angry after getting their first loss of the season last week. Melbourne suffered the loss to Clinton a week ago. Salem is in Lepanto tonight playing East Poinsett County. Marshall is at Greenland. Mountain View is at Green Forest. Harrison is hosting Greenbrier tonight. The Goblins coming into this game tied for 4th in Class 5A. Also tonight, Missouri will wrap up its regular season. They started 2 weeks ahead of Arkansas and actually going into regular season 3 weeks ahead of the natural state. West Plains is at Rolla tonight. Hollister hosts Marshfield. Forsyth is entertaining Santa Fe. Branson's at Webb City, and Ava is at Willow Springs. Bears looking to finish the regular season unbeaten. In the Arkansas Associated Press overall top 10 games that we haven't gotten to yet, number 1, Bryant is hosting Fort Smith Southside tonight. Second-ranked North Little Rock is at home against Little Rock Catholic. Third-ranked Greenwood, who is also number 1 in Class 6A, has made the trip to Russellville. Fourth-ranked Pulaski Academy, who is also number 1 in Class 5A, is in Sherwood to take on Sylvan Hills. Number 5, Bentonville West is in Springdale tonight, taking on 6th-ranked Harbor. Also, Bentonville, who is part of that 4-way tie for 8th, is hosting Springdale. And the other team in that four-way tie for eighth place, the two other teams, actually, that is Conway is at Fort Smith Northside, and El Dorado is hosting Benton tonight. And this is going to be a big matchup because both these teams are also tied for fourth with each other in the Class 6A top five rankings. We've already gone through all of the Class 6A top five games tonight, so let's move on down to the Class 5A top five games that we haven't mentioned yet. Second-ranked Wynn is at Batesville tonight. Third-ranked Little Rock Christian is hosting Little Rock Parkview. And Nelton, who is tied with Harrison for that number four ranking, is entertaining Greene County Tech tonight in Jonesboro. And the Class 4A top five, top-ranked Joe T. Robinson is at Malvern tonight. The biggest matchup probably overall in the state. This is going to be a great game tonight. Second-ranked Prairie Grove is at third-ranked Pea Ridge. Number four, Warren, is hosting DeWitt. And Arkadelphia, who is tied for the number five ranking, is at Mena. And Ashdown, who is part of that tie for the fifth ranking, is at Nashville tonight to take on the Scrappers. All the Class 3A top five games are on the road tonight. Number one, Prescott is at Glen Rose. Junction City is taking on Lake Village Lakeside tonight. Third-ranked Charleston is at Lamar. Fourth-ranked Mayflower has made the trip to Searcy to take on Harding Academy. And number five, Clinton, is at Elkins. And in the Class 2A top five tonight, big game tonight at Mount Ida as the top-ranked Lions will host the third-ranked Foreman Gators. Second-ranked Risen is at home against Parker's Chapel. Number four, Earl, is at home against Midland. And number five, Danville, will play host to Hackett. Let's look what else is going on in the state and the area. We'll take a break, get you back to Brad and Bob at the stadium as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and Marion on this homecoming night. You're listening to the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Arvest Bank scoring touchdowns with great customer service. Being a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers means we care about our community and are here to fulfill the needs of our customers. All of the services of a large bank coupled with friendliness and a personal touch to banking means you can feel right at home with Arvest. People helping people find financial solutions for life. The only bank you need to know, Arvest Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!
Hi, this is Treasure State Dennis Milligan. Every parent wants to give their child a gift that has a lasting impact on their life. What could be better than a gift of college savings through an Arkansas 529 gift plan? Plus, you'll get a state income tax deduction. Visit Arkansas529.org to find out how you can give this forever gift of college savings.
To learn more about Gift AR 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement available at Arkansas529.org.
Now back to the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Bomber Stadium, and what an entrance, Bob, for the football tonight.
It was. You know, we didn't know it was on the schedule, but the air back team came in with a helicopter and landed on the 50-yard line, delivered the game ball to the referee. It was quite an experience. Had the helicopter flying over at the same time, so you know, it felt very important here tonight.
Captains are just now coming on the field, and we'll get ready for the coin toss, and I'm going to say this right up front. It is going to, we may not know who's got the ball from Marion tonight because they've got white uniforms with gray numerals, and they are very tough to pick up.
No, just standing there, just walking across the field right there, you can't tell what the numbers are.
No.
So, you know, thank goodness the people that are listening can't tell what we're talking about anyway, numbers are concerned.
Exactly.
So if we don't get everything just exactly right, that's... Because I can't see them. I don't know about you, Brad, but this.
We'll make something up. Sonny's over here. He can see them all. Well, the Bombers are about ready to come on the field as soon as we get the coin toss over. And, boy, great crowd tonight for homecoming. Had the ceremony prior to the game and got that finished. And we are about ready for some football. And, Bobby, you and I were talking about, we heard Brian Maddox talk about in his show the fact that David Waymire was not expected to go, but he went through full warm-ups, didn't he?
Well, he did. I was down on the field watching him, and he was going through all the drills and the teamwork and everything else like he was going to play. I mean, if he's not, it'll be a great ruse, I think, because he's sure acting like he is.
The Bombers have won the toss and elected to receive. They're going to put the offense out there first, and we'll see what happens. We'll take a break, come back, and kick this one off in just a moment. The Bombers and the Patriots of Marion next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show. Stay tuned for the opening kickoff coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's that time, ladies. Colorful fall leaves, pumpkin spice lattes, and fun fall arrivals at Studio West Boutique. Come in today and check out the newest selections from brands like Bobby, Nicole, and the fabulous Glider Fitness line. Are you ready for a cozy sweater with a pair of Just Black jeans? Our Just Blacks are now restocked and just in time for cooler weather. We still have great summer clearance items, too, so stop by before they're gone. Fall fashion is arriving now at Studio West Boutique, 714 South College in Mountain Home.
Was Stan the Man a Hot Springs fan? Legendary batsman Stan Musial's Cardinals didn't hold their spring camp in the Spa City, but he sure spent a lot of time there, working out with Yogi Berra, betting the ponies with team owner Gussie Bush, and fishing with Hall of Famer Lon Warnke. Musial passed away this year at 92, but he's immortalized with the newest stop on the Hot Springs Historic Baseball Trail. The Spa City is Sports City. Plan your visit today at hotsprings.org.